This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and Horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
It's not so...
And I was like, you were only married for 2 years and now we're out. This is crazy. And so we stayed married for another 8 years. And it just didn't work out. I mean, she didn't want me to be in the industry. She wanted me to be a stay-at-home dad. She wanted me to knock her the fuck up and be a stay-at-home dad.
She wanted Steve to be a stay-at-home dad.
And are you kidding me, dude? I mean, like, not that I wouldn't have stepped up. As a father.
Not that you wouldn't have been a stay-at-home dad.
I would have done it, but, like, you know, what are we supposed to do? Am I supposed to just be some artist raising a child?
I've always said that. I've said, Steve, what are we supposed to do? May artist supposed to be raising a child?
Yeah, man.
And we've had that conversation 1,000 times.
Anyway, I asked you what you had for breakfast.
Guys, today on the show,
what I wouldn't give to have that, whatever that overall thing is, living in this space.
Yeah.
Living with me in this space.
In your head, yeah.
I love it. Dude, can I just say, for those of you that are just watching the show, you know, you're just
listening to the show.
Or maybe you're just listening to it, whatever you do. You know, Mike set the tone in here with some noise.
Mike's gonna get out of here.
I gotta get out of here.
Mike's gonna go.
Mike's going for a hike.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
What is it? Oh my god! So this is, you shared this with me last night.
I must have seen a TikTok or something, right? Because I got a lot of. I've been working on my algo for a long time, so I got a real vibey. Thread. What's it called? Vibey feed.
Umbilical cord.
My feed is vibey AF, which is Skibbity Rizzler of me. Actually, so at some point, like, I followed like a bunch of record people and they're like, do you want to make your house feel fucking serene as fuck? And then, you know, you like enough things and the computer's like, you like exactly this type of music. And then somebody else is like, hey, guess what? A record exists filled with library music of that exact thing. And you could have that and make your house feel and smell like that all the time.
And it's so good. There's this track in here called Chupa Chups.
Chupa Chups. Is this an Australian?
Chupa is Chups that how you is say a, Chupa?
Chupa Chups is a lollipop. Australian
lollipops. Beautiful. Yeah.
So this is like library music. Of shit that would have been played in the background of like a British drama during like somebody gets in a fight and then they get in their car and they go on the Autobahn or something like that. This is all the music that would be happening.
They drive down to Germany. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like library music for late 70s, early 80s. Television.
Listen to this.
And I feel like I went to fucking therapy when they're like, hey, here's something you should understand about yourself. I now know that I'm in love with whatever these sounds are. All of these sounds.
Ooh, oh my god.
Not like, to get a pingy copyright ting about it, but I just think that you should know about
this. Are we going
to
get a pingy copyright
Absolutely.
Thing?
It's happened before. It'll happen again.
There's a moist hole for my hard hog.
There's a moist hole for his hard hog.
And I think that's the kind of music I'm going to be listening to when I make that happen. Guys, we have Nicholas Hamilton on the show today.
We don't want to tell him what it's called.
We'll never tell him what it's called. Because you know what? If we don't add it up there. If we don't tell him what it's called, we can't be dinged.
That's not how it works.
What's it called?
The robots are smarter than that. I can't even pronounce
it. Prolin?
Why don't you do it, Nick? You're foreign.
Frolin.
Frolini?
Oh, is it
Frolin?
F? I was saying P.
Frolin.
That is a knock. Right. You're right. Maybe it is Frolin.
Zero, I think it's an
one,
F, yeah.
Dash, zero, one.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
This one down here.
I think this is like a. But if you want to just like for freezies, go on Spotify and look up a. What is it? KPM. playlist.
Yes.
It's like a playlist of library music for stuff that was used like that.
Dude, Mike called me up this weekend and was like, KPM.
Music library.
Music library. And then he hung up. That's all he said.
And I said, help, help. It was a text afterwards. I think you remember. SOS. Help, help. Poop emoji.
I'm sending a pin. I'm sending a pin. I'm sending a pin. Send an Uber. I need an Uber now.
Dude, I drop you three pins and they're from vastly different places.
I'm like, which one is he at? Is this a scavenger hunt? What is KPM? I looked up KPM and it was a gorgeous sound library.
What does it sound? Sandful.
I mean,
I don't know. I wish I knew. Maybe someone.
Something. Let's guess.
Let's say it's like
Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin, you look it up.
Krellis.
Krellis. One of them's Krellis.
Production music.
Killer.
Probably
fucking music, but it's PH in.
Or killer. Keller.
Killer.
What about Keller? K-E-L-L-E-R. Keller.
Because if it's someone's guy. Someone's guy.
I'm not gonna say killer. And then who's going to want to buy that?
Then we're going to get fucking dinged.
Yeah, we're going to get dinged because we said killer.
For appropriate.
K performance metrics.
Whoa.
What do you mean? What's the K stand for?
So it's even. That sounds so British.
Oh, K-A-Y?
The K performance metrics.
I think it's a different company. I think that's a different company. Music library, I'll put.
Kills per minute.
Come to Taco Bell. We're going to finger fuck you with nacho sauce. Can we say this while you're on the show?
Have you had the Taco Bell chicken stuff?
Yeah, chicken dude, nuggets? Very good.
Not bad.
Very good.
But they're like majorly, majorly crunchy.
Yeah, because of the tortilla chips. On the
Prowse.
Is that what that is?
Maurice.
Keats?
Keith?
Hang on, this is my sleeper cell words. I'm going to activate and go kill
yeah,
some.
Yeah, you're going to severance camera about it. Keith?
Keith.
Prowse, Maurice, a production music company with a long history of music industry dating back to the 1830s. Give me one second.
We're trying to get Keith on the line. Hello, yes, I'm Keith, and I made this music.
Hi, Keith. I was wondering what it was like. We have fallen in love with this music.
Yes, yes, I know, yes, yes.
We can't stop listening to it, and it's really, really fulfilling in our lives, and I would love to know any stories you have about back in the day, 70s, 80s, recording this music.
As a matter of fact, we recorded
Keith
this in 1965. Excuse me, mother.
Keith.
Mother.
Keith.
Mother.
He's on the phone.
Mother, someone has taken an interest in my production music, and I would thank you to please let me have this
just
one.
Any just stories you have from the 70s or 80s.
Please let me have this one thing, mother.
Keith, you've got to come sit at the table.
Mother, please.
The queen's coming over.
I'm going to suffocate you when you sleep, mother.
And Keith, if you need to get going, we could totally call
back.
It's
totally fine. Nothing's wrong at all.
Any stories you have.
Oh, mother! That's the last straw! No one ever calls me anymore, does me, but my production
We're gonna hang up on Keith calling back.
Please! 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 This is all I have.
So this is the music I've been listening
hang
to.
Hang on, I've got another call. Guys, Nick Hamilton's on the show today.
That's my favorite bit of ever been. That was great.
Don't rank it just yet. We got a lot of show left.
Nick, do you remember? Your budget has a purpose.
It's my favorite thing. Whenever you do a Lisa Mattress addicts, and I like that you sing it every time.
I love it so much. It's something that you should do. Don't you think?
I agree.
Let's get him on the line.
Let's get him on the line.
Come on now.
This is Lisa Mattress talking about.
If you have any stories about the late 70s, early 80s music.
As a matter of fact.
Mattress of fact. Your purchase has a brother.
Repeating.
Anyway, I'm here to promote my book.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of this. Is it? We haven't talked about it on the show even a little bit.
Passive-aggressive stream.
No, I love it. I love that you made a book.
Thanks, man.
It's really cool. I have zero interest in the content.
Yeah, because of how much you do drinking. Yeah.
But there are people...
funny stories.
And I'll tell you, there's people in my life. As a matter of fact, my girlfriend...
is a drunk.
Sweet drunk. She's a sweet, adorable little drunk.
She's a sweet,
little
drunk.
Sweet little drunk. She's a sweet little drunk from Colorado. And I'll tell you, she gets rip roaring. She's 3 foot nothing. And I throw her across the room after she's had a few drinks because I can get away with it. She won't remember.
Yeah. Anyway, all this is in the book.
But she was asking me, she was like, did Mick make the drinks? And I was like, absolutely not. He didn't make these fucking drinks. He paid someone to come up with them. Just kidding. You came up with all
these. I came up with all the drinks.
This is Nick's full book, Sipsy Doozy, which is now hard. Would you say that?
Yeah.
This book is so fucking hard.
Yeah. Put some sexy music on.
It looks like the kind of book you'd keep in the kitchen.
Put some KPM on.
Whoa, Nick. I can't believe all of this is in here.
What's the piece of paper in it?
This came with what I was mailed. It says Book News, Countryman Press. And this is what I wanted to talk to you about here today.
Okay, great.
I'm delighted to share an advanced copy of Sipsy Doozy, 100 plus. Respectfully, crafted cocktails for the home bartender on sale May 6th, so right around the corner. $29.99 hardcover, and then an invoice for how much I should be paying for this book.
Yeah.
They sent me a bill.
I didn't write that.
What am I, Washington D.C.? You're out here sending me bills.
So you didn't write that. You didn't write any of the book. What else didn't you write?
I'll tell you what you haven't written yet. Your goddamn signature in the corner of this book.
Oh my
book.
God, this is magical. This is happening right now live on the show. I'm about to lose my mind.
Watch me destroy the value of this book.
I've never seen the author of a book come into this room.
Does this look like a goddamn Barnes & Noble? Do you want to have a conversation?
I just want you to kind of point the microphone.
Oh, you still have things to say.
And what's your name, sir? Is what you're supposed to say, Nick? And what is your
name? And how do you spell your name? That's what I say whenever
Nice to meet you.
Well, let's behind the curtain.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's role play a little bit here because I would like to see what it is like when someone who owns your book comes up to you.
Yeah. And I did
says,
pay for it.
Nice to meet you. Is excited to meet you. Yeah. Wants excited their book signed. So let's go. Let's have that scene and now.
So, hi. No, you say hi.
Hi.
So you were standing in line and now you're here.
Looks like you've already got my book. I was wondering where that was.
I was wondering who this was.
Very good. Very good.
So what I'll say, and people behind the curtain.
Hi.
Say, what, and you'll say, hi, what's your name?
Hi, what's your name? I know your name. I bought your book.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Mike. Z-O-J-A. If you could sign that for my wife.
And he's having a stroke.
I'm not a big fan, but my wife was able to acquire the book, and she wanted me to sign it. She I might have to sign it, because she wanted me to either sign it or have it signed.
Right.
What did she say? Let me call her up.
Yeah, call her real quick. There's only 20 people behind you in line. Hello?
Did I sign it, or she...
Oh, my God. She doesn't want to be here, man.
Zoe, did you want me to have the book signed, or did you want me to sign it?
Oh, no, I don't give a shit.
Okay, thank you, Zoe. I'll take the book.
Oh, no, shit.
Yeah, I just want
to
read it.
But you've bought it, so I don't really matter to me.
I'll sign it.
I've got a question for you. Nick, do you ever go into
the... Next in line?
Have you ever gone into a bookstore and just said, like, well, this is my book, and you just sign a random copy? Nice to meet you. I'm a big fan of the It movies. And you were only in the second one for a little bit. That's why I didn't like that one as much.
That's true.
And I thought you were really great in the first one, and you said the bad F word.
In the second one, too.
You did.
That's why I bought this book.
It was very
That's
shocking.
That's why I love this book.
And I was like, what the guts on this little Hitler youth to say the bad F word. My name is Zoya. Zayed. Zayed.
Only Zoya's in the building.
Southern all of a sudden.
It's Zayed O-J-A.
And it's racist for you to ask how to spell it.
You're going to Southern person say Zed. It's very clear. And is it Zed that it says in Australia? And you're from Australia and they say it? They say Zed?
This feels more like it.
And they do say Zed in Australia than Earth? I've never been, but I'm scared of the spiders.
How often do you encounter a gigantic spider over
How
there.
Have you ever fought a big spider? And can I see your abs? Has anyone asked to see your abs on the book tour?
They haven't asked that, but they have implied it. Yeah.
Okay. And if you could just draw what your penis tip looks like.
What page does this sound like?
Yeah. Cross out some words and add the bad F word in there. That way someone can just find it and say, wait a minute, who did that?
Just circle the F word.
Oh, that's, he's circling something interesting. Is there some reason why he circled that?
Yeah, it's a...
We'll be right back. And my mom loves you in it. I've always wanted to meet you.
Everyone's wanted to say all that. I never thought that I'd get the chance to say all of that. Holy shit. Nick used to be a singer.
Anyway, who am I addressing this out to? So, man.
That's my wife's name. I'm not telling you who to sign it to, but my wife's name is Zoya.
My wife's name is private, but I want you to sign it to my wife's name.
You'll never know my wife's name, but you'll know my name.
Stay tuned till number
with
five.
The signature, then we can get back
you could
to
just
it.
Put this okay. nice thing in there for Mike, and he'll have it forever.
Yeah, and I'll never look at it. It'll go on the wall.
One, two.
Let me count you off. This is the debut of Nick's new song here on Dynamic Banter. Nick, you went kind of a different direction with this. What was the inspiration behind this?
I was drunk!
Now, what's this song called?
Why is the shopping so bad?
Damn.
What happened?
That'll do it.
Oh, no.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You for signing
Why
that.
Why is it such a bad shopping?
It's probably old as fuck.
But Nick, how long have you been on this tour so far? And that's why you're here, is you're doing a show and you're doing it in LA tonight.
Yeah, I mean, this will have come out maybe next month, so it doesn't really matter, does it? But I've got an event tonight.
I'm sorry, that's all the time we have, actually.
Anyway.
But good news is you won credits. This new refrigerator.
Oh, you won 4,000 pounds of peas.
Dude, like a game show that prepares you for the apocalypse.
Yeah. That's great.
Dude, that reminds me of those fucking doomsday buckets.
What's that?
You never seen those?
They're just filled with beans.
There was like there's like these like
there was
say
a guy
the televangelist
that did most,
yeah, or something.
There was one
yeah.
guy that was in charge of it.
Yeah, it was like Jim something.
I think Jim Henson, yeah.
Jim Henson. Jim Henson. Did you just why did you say Jim Henson?
Cuz you said Jim.
And that's where you went?
Where would you say if I said Jim, where would you go?
Well, you could say Jim Cummings, the voice of Winnie the Pooh. Jim Carrey, famous actor.
Jim Owen Carrey Henson. Winnie the Pooh.
Jim Cummings.
Oh, bother.
That's it right there. That's it. He did it.
Or something like that.
He did the thing. He did the thing.
Him at a convention. Can you just say, sorry, I don't know. This isn't really a question, but my mom's a big fan. She's a crip. She's a vegetable in the audience.
She is a vegetable.
She's a vegetable
audience.
In the audience. And I just feel like she would be. She could you just say the thing?
I'm Jim Carrey doing Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
Can you just say the thing that you're famous for?
Nothing is real!
Oh, thank you, man. Good. Did you like that, Mom? She can't
just
answer.
Give
She's
up,
a vegetable.
Ma'am. Let go.
Your skin is not your cell.
You're really not alive.
Mom like that. She's laughing. She doesn't
Nothing
laugh at
really matters.
Very good. And so, Nick, you've been on this tour for how long now?
This has been about 2 weeks, Steve, and I'm on my final week.
Is it exhausting? Are you having a good time?
Yes.
Both of those.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
Yes, exhausting, and I'm having a good time.
And you've met some of our friends that we play Fortnite with sometimes.
Sure, I met Bethany.
You met Bethany.
I met Bethany. I met Jesse, crazy enough.
Jesse.
Jesse Stillwell. I met...
And you met Ryan Faroki.
Met
well,
Ryan
you've
Faroki.
Known... You've met my Ryan Faroki.
Yours.
My Ryan.
Yeah, he used to sit there.
He did used to sit there.
My Ryan used to be on SNL.
Remember when he used to sit there and finger bang his girlfriend? Anyway.
He did finger bang his girlfriend
I forgot
once
about
there.
That.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. He didn't think we'd notice.
His show really turned him on.
We noticed. We noticed.
The show used to be hotter.
It did used to be hot.
It is hot still.
Thank you.
It is a little warm in here.
I can
here.
Fix it.
No, that's no, it's right. fine. Everything's fine.
No, I'll fix it. God forbid.
Okay, we should have our guests be comfortable at least.
I'm going to sweat through my shirt and then go on the Mythical Kitchen podcast.
And so, Nick, the movie is called It Chapter 1, and it comes out when?
Comes out now. It's out now. Comes
oh,
out,
out
now.
Now.
Comes out the book.
Oh, I need
and
to go see
and it too comes out now.
I need to see it.
Let's listen to some music.
Okay.
I sent you a history road.
The person you're trying to reach is not available.
You trying to call me? Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Steve.
Would you mind coming into the studio now? We're ready to shoot.
Okay, great. Okay, come great. In. Yeah, come
see
in.
There
come
in just a second.
See you there just a second. But I'm on Dynamic.
I had a special come out.
Yes, Mike has a special out.
Half an hour special on 800 Pound Gorilla. By the time this is out, you'll be able to see it for free online. It's 30 minutes. I know no one here has seen it, but if they did, I would ask them if they enjoyed it. A bunch of other people told me they enjoyed it. So I would love for you, especially if you live nowhere near anywhere, I'd be able to come do a show. I would love for you to watch my special, Come to Find Out, 30 minutes on 800 Pound Gorilla's YouTube channel.
And what's it about?
It's about life. It's about observations.
Huh. That's already funny, man.
You know my signature style of humor.
Yeah, it's Mike.
Is I say something, and then I'm like, come on, bud.
And you're like, why is the guy... And you know, because one time I was on stage, and I was like, what are you even... Like, this is crazy, life's even like this.
And it's 30 minutes of that, nonstop.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Anyway,
and
where
if you
are you
want to share it with someone that you know loves comedy, I would love for you to share it with at least one person. And if you don't, then also that's fine as well.
I would say if you don't, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Steve said fuck you.
I'm saying fuck you. This guy works so hard. No, listen to me. This guy works so fucking hard. And you're going to sit there and not watch this shit?
Thanks, Steve.
Can I say something?
Did you know that I wrote a book? I recently wrote a book.
Did you know this?
And it's just been published, and I happen to have a copy right here,
oh,
dude.
Fuck.
You know how
right
much I love.
Your penis
you know how much I love drinking.
You did, yeah.
This is my book, called Sipsy Doozy, which is a book of 1,100 possible drinks that you could drink.
1,000.
You want to talk about the one right here? This is it.
I'm invested in this.
I'll pick a page number, and you can just talk about the drink that's on that page.
I am actually doing a book signing tonight.
Oh, I'll sign it.
That's so cool. Where at, man? Let me see this. May I see this?
In Venice, Connecticut. I'm doing a book signing. Tonight, where you can come. If you do come, I'll sign it.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. Because, Mike, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, bud.
And this is what I'm going to do.
This is how well I know drinks. I'll do one right now.
I'm going to find a drink in here.
Took a drink.
And I'm gonna give you... two ingredients.
Him?
I'm going to give you two ingredients.
Give me two ingredients. I'll be taking off my pants.
And you have to tell me which drink I'm talking about.
Yeah. There's three ingredients.
And this will be a great clip.
Clip.
What language is this?
What language is it, Mike?
That is actually English.
Oh.
I can't follow this.
I did write it in a very specific type of English.
Kind of like a whimsical voice. Yeah.
I wrote it in an Australian English.
Okay.
I noticed. I've read it. I've read the whole thing back to front. And I'm very proud
Thank
of you.
Thank you.
You've read it like an Australian faggot.
I did read. That's actually in the acknowledgements. It says, you're confused about how to read. Maybe you should flip to that part. If you're confused about how you read that, that's how you read that.
And you put that in the acknowledgements?
Yes.
Let's see if you can
I should have put it in the forward.
Drink out. It's got 1 ounce of vodka.
I forgot what the activity that we were doing was.
Okay. He's asking us to
you have to guess which drink this is.
Sure.
It's 1 ounce of vodka.
Yeah.
That's 30 millimeters.
You got that much?
Millimeters.
1 ounce of vodka.
30 millimeters.
Vodka, yeah.
And 1 ounce of orange liqueur.
1 ounce of vodka, 1 ounce of orange liqueur.
What is... the drink.
Well, the type of drink is a screwdriver.
No.
That's correct.
But in order for me to truly bring everyone into this experience, since Nick was so gracious and said that he's read the book back to front, which is just an honor.
I have. Yeah, I've done that.
I'm sure you'd be so excited to tell the listeners what
Steve's I could play this game. Yeah, I could play the game.
Nick, you think you know what this drink is?
Say the two ingredients again, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a drink. Have
it's
a
vodka orange and orange liqueur.
I have it memorized because I wrote it.
Orange liqueur.
Orange liqueur.
Orange liqueur. tour.
That is Gabe's Blueberry Cosmopolitan.
Oh, that's right. Shit, that's crazy.
And that's a fan.
And who's Gabe?
This guy is my fan.
Who's Gabe, Mike? Who is that named after?
Gabe?
Yeah.
Gabe Pride Parade.
Gabe Pride. Okay, how about this? Millionaire winner's age. A fourth. One. One half ounces of brandy.
This one has one half in it.
1.5 ounces of brandy.
One and a half ounces of brandy.
That's a lot of brandy.
A half ounce of coffee liqueur.
Right, so it's in the coffee section, Mike. You remember the coffee section?
Of course. I wrote it.
So it's, I believe, I actually don't remember.
That's correct.
I think this is a perfect time for discovery where Steve could actually read the title and then we would all know it together.
So then the game's over, yeah.
What's the point of me knowing and telling you? I already wrote the fucking book.
This isn't Mike, your game. Mike this spent is the time. Game. It's a test.
Mike spent the time reading the, writing the, reading the, writing the.
I wrote
next
it
to,
and then read it.
Reading the writing.
It's, is it Santa's, no, it's not Santa's nightcap. It's not the Crepusculo.
Can I say you're close?
How so?
Because you're close to the Crepusculo.
Oh, on the same. Oh, what's on, what's next to the Crepusculo?
I can't live within 15 miles of a Crepusculo.
Because of all the touching you've
after
done.
After writing the book. I wrote a book on alcohol.
They found a 2 terabyte hard drive in Mike's car.
Is it the poster are you, Nico?
Let me see.
No.
That's the name of the drink.
Don't check a different page.
No, it's not. But then, do you need one more ingredient?
Yes.
An egg white. One egg white.
Oh, it's the French espresso martini. Something like that.
That's actually incorrect.
Yeah. Is incorrect, you said?
It is
he
incorrect.
Said incorrect.
That's incorrect.
Now, is that a be nice or not
be
nice?
It is a Bene Noir.
Oh, Bene Noir. Well, that's embarrassing. The Bene Noir. Anyway, Sipsy Doozy available on nicholaswhamilton.com/book.
And it feels so much like a textbook.
It feels like a book.
It is a big book.
And it has so many pages in it. What was the inspiration behind having so many pages to it?
Sorry, how many?
But this is nice. It has a recipe.
Yeah.
And the recipe name, and then it has a little QR code, which I'm guessing links to something else.
A video. Oh, yeah. Do you want to scan? Want to scan it?
Oh, does the QR code lead to a video?
So the
do they all have that?
Just the 20 classics. There's 20 classics, 80 originals. 20 classics have QR codes.
I love that.
I love a classic.
And
original.
I haven't tried this, so let's see if it works.
This says error 404, page not found.
That's not true.
Let's try that.
This is a video. I scanned the Mojitori page.
And just come up with the martini.
What is this? This is probably going to be the most time you ever spend making a cocktail.
But my God,
I picked the wrong one.
Is it worth it?
Boy, oh boy. Let's make a mojito. Add 10 to 12 mint leaves to your tall.
So it's stuff like that, yeah.
I love the voice. Mojitori.
So because I think what people are is dumb. And I think I need to be kind of slow around them.
Go ahead and look at a camera when you say that.
So I think what you think of people are dumb. Oh.
So when I scan the QR code, it came up with this.
Oh my God.
So is that some kind of joke?
Which page was that? Which page was that? I wanna doggy ear it.
How'd that get past the publisher? what I'm wondering. Did they not scan the 20 QR codes?
That's so funny. I love this book now.
What so,
because of the gay thing.
And is there's gotta be some kind of game you could play with this book.
It's time for ads, Steve.
You know what I mean?
I hate to derail that.
Is it actually time for
it
ads?
Is, yeah.
Wow, that's bonkers.
Yeah,
let's get
quick.
Some ads in there.
You know what they say? Time fucking they
time
say
time goes. Oh,
time is yeah, time is but a dream. Is
time,
what they say.
Is but
about
a dream.
A dream.
Guys, stay on day get gum today, and I want to thank Leah. I want to thank Josh. I want to thank Kevin. I want to thank Corey.
Steve. I want to thank Steve.
I want to thank Nick. I want to thank myself. And I want to thank Mike.
I got a special out now.
I want to thank Mike.
It's on 800-pound gorilla and it's free. It is on the YouTube, even if you don't have YouTube Red. Not to mention other brand or the ads, but you should watch it.
I've got a
book
out.
I want to thank Corey. I want to thank Corey. I want to thank Gorilla.
I got a special
Kevin.
Come out. Kevin.
Guys, Squarespace is a wonderful company, and I'll tell you what they do. Do you know what they do? Do you know what they do? They give you a place to have your website so that you can advertise things like maybe a book.
Coffee. Why one's a Squarespace website?
Is he really?
And so is his Mike.
That's insane. Mike and Nick both have Squarespace websites. We're going
to
shut the hell
up. Okay, I'm sorry, I just want us to talk anymore.
We're going
to
be a little quiet.
Can you do the ads without talking for the rest of the show?
Yes, we can. Here's how that works.
Zoe, come here and say what you want to say.
I want to thank Corey.
I want to thank Corey. I want to thank Zoe. I want to thank Leah. And guys, Squarespace is a wonderful place to advertise all your stuff. You can have a store. You can have a place to sell stuff. You can have places with links, image galleries, all sorts of fun stuff, guys. MikeFalzone.com is a Squarespace website. Nicholas Hamilton.
NicholasWHamilton.com.
NicholasWHamilton.com is a Squarespace
NicholasHamilton.com
website.
NicholasHamilton.com was taken.
Inundated with professionals, hardworking comedians and artists, all with Squarespace websites. And I'll tell you, they're the place to go because you don't have to install anything.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to update anything.
Mm-mm.
You can do it from your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it while you're on the can, in bed, whatever, wherever your comfort sees you. And we're talking cutting edge design. We're talking design tools that anyone can build a bespoke online presence that perfectly fits your brand or business. Guys, if you've seen MikeFalzone.com or NicholasWHamilton.com,
yeah,
then you know these websites look very professional, and we don't have to say much more about that. In fact, all you gotta do is go to squarespace.com/banter.
Make sure
slash banter. Slash banter. Tell you what'll happen there. You'll see for yourself how professional and wonderful Squarespace is. And when you're ready to launch that website, use that code banter and you'll save 10% off your purchase.
That's right.
Your purchase. 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using that code banter. So guys, just stop lying to yourself. You know you need a website. You know you want to look and seem more professional than you are. And the best way to do that is with a Squarespace website. So go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using that code banter. So check it out. Thank you, Squarespace.
Thank you, Squarespace, for our websites.
Banter.
I want to thank Squarespace.
We can start Indie Beyond.
Indie Beyond.
Okay, so.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, awesome. Okay, that's great, because I have to get out of here or something.
You got to get out of here.
Okay, so listen.
Yeah.
I have created a new segment.
Oh, I'm so excited for this. And are you excited for this?
Yeah. Dude, this is exciting. I'm excited. This is a big deal. This is something I've been trying to cook up for a while. And I'll tell you, the thing is when I think about this kind of stuff.
And I do often.
Here's the thing. What's the biggest problem with news?
It's not right.
It's paid for by the big corporations.
And it's delivered by people who... Sometimes it's not delivered in a pleasant way.
Sometimes they're black, man.
Sometimes it's delivered in a way.
This guy's
that's what he's saying.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Steve, that's what Steve's
sometimes
saying.
Sometimes it's delivered saying, in a way that is not aesthetically what I need. I need my news to be delivered in a way that is chill, fun,
fast,
maybe a little funny.
Sure.
Ooh.
Because I'm sick of these guys in suits, these girls in their power suits.
Who are they for?
Whatever, and they're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what they're saying, and they've got that whole enunciation thing, tonight at the top of the hour, like that kind of shit, and it's just some guy that looks like he makes mediocre burgers at a barbecue.
Burgers.
And mediocre love. to his whoever's.
Yeah.
And I don't need to be thinking about how bad this guy's burgers are.
Yeah.
And I just want to have a little more fun with the news. So this segment is called Having Fun
with the News.
It's us.
Guys, welcome to our new segment, Having Fun with the News. And so what we're going to do today is I have this bag.
Yeah.
Ooh, a bag.
And in it.
This is already fun.
Thank you. Because I know, and I've never brought a bag to the show.
That's true.
So this is kind of a big deal. And Nick's here to be a part of this segment for the first time.
Look, a bag and a...
A bag and a... That's good.
Oh, no. You can't say stuff like that.
We did it.
You're right. You're actually right.
We can and we did it.
Mark's going to say stuff like that.
But guys, guess what's in this bag?
Well, I don't want to say anything else.
6 kilos of cocaine.
Oh, whoa, we did it. This is what we've been working towards.
And a really cool knife for us to stick into it and then do it off of. Okay?
Why do they do that?
That's right. No, what's in here, guys?
Why isn't it a Ziploc? That seals
dangerous.
What's in here, my friends? Excuse me. What's in here is masks.
Oh!
Random masks. And what we're going to do is we're going to have, Nick, you're going to reach in here.
Okay.
You're going to pull out a mask.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you, and then I'm going to give you an article to read while wearing that mask.
That's so fun. And being the character.
We'll stretch it out. What's that?
That's fun.
Say that again.
We got to go quick.
How fun
get out
does
here.
That sound?
Yeah, it sounds
all great. Right, so.
Almost time for us.
Almost time to get out of here.
Okay, so here we go. So this is really exciting, Nick. I want you to reach in and don't just grab the first thing.
I'm gonna muddle and shuffle.
Don't just reach in.
Can I tell you, Mike? Not didn't expect fur.
Sure. I know.
And I felt it.
There are a few hairy masks.
Oh, I'm gonna reach past the hairy stuff.
Yeah.
As I've done before.
And that's life.
This one is.
That's
this is
the mask.
That's just, right. I picked out the mask.
You picked
That's
out the
really
mask.
Really excited.
A lot of Jim Carrey on this episode.
Okay, so I want you to read this article.
This doesn't look 100% different from Nick Regular Head.
You want a podcast after this? Yeah.
I need you to. Okay, so I'm going to give you an article to read.
I messed up the hair now. Yeah.
While wearing this mask, you can go ahead and put the headphones back on.
He's skinnier than I remember him being. Yeah, now he's better. Dude, Mr. Moon from McDonald's in the 80s.
Somebody fuck me. All right, are you ready?
Fucking.
Now, I want you to read this as seriously as you can.
Roger.
Can you see stuff?
No, not really, no.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go.
I'm turning the music up a little bit. Yeah.
Welcome to Dynamic Banter News, and we have Nicholas Hamilton with a headline. Nick, what do you got?
Thank you, Steve. An ex-flight attendant caught smuggling 100 pounds of deadly new drug made of human bones faces decades in prison.
Would they laugh on the news?
Sorry.
It doesn't seem like they would laugh
Sounds
on the news.
Sounds like in prison, they're going to be smoking. Back to you, Steve.
Very good. Very good.
Very good. And that was Nick Hamilton as the as Jim Carrey as the mask. You should just wear the mask to the other podcast.
It's
a
great games, dude.
Thank you. It's my turn. I'll reach in.
Okay, now you do it.
I'll grab a mask.
Nick is now reaching. Do you want me to hold the bag?
Yeah, will you hold the bag?
Steve is now reaching into the bag
Steve
of mystery
now
masks.
Reaching into the bag of masks.
Okay. This is Fun with the News. Starring Steve reaching into a bag of masks.
This is Making the News Funny with Steve grabbing a bag of masks.
Steve, of course, reaching into the bag.
Don't worry about it.
Steve of course, shuffling around. It seems like he's looking for one specific one.
Lovely.
All right.
Good choice.
Looks like I got Michael Myers.
So this is Michael Myers as Halloween reading the news as Steve.
And I'll tell you, something about this mask is it's also William Shatner.
Oh, interesting. William Shatner as Halloween, portrayed by Michael Myers, voiced by Steve, reading the news. Dude, it's always terrifying, no matter what.
All right, I got a news story for you, Steve.
Michael Myers reading the interested in the news.
And welcome to the nightly news. I'm Nicholas Hamilton, throwing it over to our correspondent,
and
Steve Zaragoza.
I'm Jessica. Picture Michael Myers.
God damn.
Really, I've never seen him have this hard of a time.
Okay.
This is Michael Myers during the summertime. You don't really see him during
hot,
the summer.
Hot and sweaty.
Mike, and over to you with the news.
Steve. All right, breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Photos of grieving kangaroo actually show necrophilia and possibly a killing. On Wednesday, the Daily Mail reported that photographer Evan Switzer had captured a moment of poignant... Oh, we got an ad. Poignant grief.
Dude,
the
animal kingdom.
This station's falling on hard time.
I saw the male pick up the female. He looked like he was just trying to get her up and see what was wrong with her.
Yeah.
Switzer reportedly said he would lift her up and she wouldn't stand. She would just fall to the ground. He would nudge her. Stand beside her. It was a pretty special thing. Turns out he was actually banging that dead kangaroo. And it was a kangaroo banging a dead kangaroo. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Very good. Good game. It's a good game.
I need
game.
To go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to have to cut that
I
off.
I can't get it off.
That is like closer to your bones than your skin
oh.
is. So
fuck.
Much asbestos.
Oh, fuck.
Holy moly. And
okay.
That'll do it for that mask.
That's it. All right, Mike, it's your turn, buddy.
Mike's
turn. Hold the mask.
Mike, I have some, and I actually had news articles picked out, Nick.
Oh, sorry. I thought the necrophilic kangaroo was pretty good.
No,
anyway.
I think that is pretty good. Sorry. That was pretty good.
I just thought that if you picked out the news, you would have been reading it like you knew it.
Okay.
Tonight on The Amazing Race. Awesome.
Very good.
Very
Does
good
a
one.
Does a human head fit in this?
That
yeah.
is it. That is
you got
yeah,
it.
I
you got
think
it.
So.
Does an Italian head fit in this?
Can he get the mask on in time? Find out next.
All right, Mike. Good job. That's a good mask you got there.
Very, very. I got it. I got you.
Okay, Mike. Here's your article.
I can't see. Can you see?
Am I supposed to be able to?
There we go.
Here you go. Here's your article. And,
dun, 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 dun.
Okay, here you go.
Smoke on the water.
All right, and now we're back to the nightly news, Dynamic Banter Nightly News. And we've got a huge, exclusive, breaking news. Mike, what do you got over there?
First of all, I want to thank you for rescuing me from my job at the clock station. I hate it there. I don't know why you made me wear this, though. Truck explosion damages multiple homes in Chicago suburb. Over to Addison, Illinois. First of all, this has always been my dream. I'm on the news. All
right, we'll cut him off there.
Away from great. The, no, you're doing great.
Away from the fryer into the frying pan of the
yeah,
news.
Yeah, pretty good, actually, yeah.
Anyway, the truck damaged multiple fucking homes in Chicago suburbs Saturday morning, and that's according to the police. An explosion happened around 8:40 a.m., right around the time that our two chicken cluck omelet sandwich filet is ready.
Still
at
working
the
at the
station.
Chicken place.
Mentally, I'm always working at the chicken place.
Wow.
You didn't let me escape my mascot head prison. 16 years old, for Christ's sake. Nick, you get it.
Oh.
The moment the explosion happened was caught on video by home security camera, probably a Ring. Delivered, the driver fucking walked away with only minor injuries. Can you imagine? Over and out. How do you end these?
And this is where he does his dance like he did in the mascot costume, right?
Yeah, I'll do the dance. Coming down the clock station. You know that we'll be waiting for you with a sandwich with chicken in it.
Chicken. All right, very good, Mike. Very good.
That was great. What a good. That's a great segment,
you like
Steve.
That?
I think you should bring that back every episode.
I think we should bring it back every episode.
I like it.
I really had trouble. Excuse me. I had trouble at home. There's trouble in paradise.
What's the problem? Is there anything we could tackle? Is there anything we could help
we
you
We should
with?
All put the masks back
well,
on.
Well, when yeah. I use the dishwasher, the water comes up in the sink.
Oh,
oh
no.
That, I hate when that happens.
You gotta get snakes. It's 2 for 20 here on Tuesday at the Cluck Station. Come on down and get two of our Nashville cold chicken sandwiches. No one does it like a Cluck Station.
1, 2, 3,
I like that we have...
I've never liked the tagline for that restaurant.
We have a fake chicken restaurant.
Yeah.
That we came up
with. Damn, what a missed opportunity.
That is a shame.
What a missed opportunity.
That is a shame.
My brain was working so hard.
Yeah.
And it was right there.
We can do another news article, or we could try to do at least one history.
We should
road.
Do one history. Road.
Oh, I'd love Nick, to do some history. Roads.
Can I tell you something before we move too far past the chicken thing?
Absolutely.
The Flangers t-shirt is my favorite thing we've ever made.
It is
Dude,
a very good
so
t-shirt.
Fun.
Very,
it's
so
I've have worn it so many times. Let's say I've had it for 15 days. I've worn it 10 times. At
Dude,
least.
That's incredible.
That's awesome.
Can we do a little dance about it?
I have
and it goes like this.
Flangers
one.
T-shirt on. Everybody's doing the Flangers dance. It's kind of a different song in the same
down,
song. And it's
song,
a different
breaking,
song
breaking,
in the
song,
very same song. And you could have the beat if you come to the place and bring your family and we'll slap them in the face, especially your mom.
And don't forget, the beak is, once you leave the restaurant with the beak,
you're responsible.
It has to be
yours. There's nothing we can do.
Nothing we can do.
Okay?
We'll slap your
if
mom.
Your child chokes on the beak, it's not
That's
our
not
fault.
Our fucking
That's
problem.
Your responsibility.
And you know, it's either that or we just don't have beaks available.
And that's our whole thing.
That's our whole thing.
Need the beaks.
How do they get the chickens to sing it in the studio?
It's all being key, too.
Yeah.
Holy long moly. Ago. Whoa.
It's a long way down history. Whoa. Whoa. History.
Water all over my fucking pants. What do you got for that?
don't ruin the book. You ruin
this
book.
Is a message for Anna Lori.
Oh my God.
Steve and Anna, Final Destination Bloodlines.
I can answer this.
Chris said he wanted to write the Gmail to as a response to Miss Anna Lori's character, Julia Campbell, in the new Final Destination movie this year. But let me tell you, she was amazing and so much more, especially her screaming all throughout. And all the acting was on point. And I would say, sorry about our character's death. Chucky from Child's Play 3 may have been behind all that. Indeed, I was. But I'll also say that I'll never think of the song Stronger the same way again when taking out my trash.
I'm the survivor. I'm not going to give up.
Baby
I'm gonna be
shark.
Baby shark.
But either way, I wish Anna Lori nothing but love and best wishes for her family and also herself. On which the path she chooses to take for the future. And I hope her little brother, a University of Iowa graduate, well, this guy knows a little too much about Anna Lori.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say
too
that.
Much. I don't like that. I love it.
Christopher says, much love to Anna and always go the extra mile. And we do love.
You can go your own
extra
way.
Mile.
Go your own way.
It says here the Jaffa cake is chocolatey. Is that true?
It's true.
I do love a Jaffa cake, and I had to have one because...
It's a spicy Jaffa cake cocktail.
Well, I might give it a sip. Is that going to be at the event
no.
tonight? Okay, well, maybe I just won't go then.
Can
okay.
I read this in your voice?
Yep.
This...
Wouldn't start with that.
This spicy chocolate orange drinksy doozy in liquid tickles the throat as it serves the tongue and the carded citrus. This concoction was invented by my followers and me on a TikTok live stream. And we're respectful inside of the house. Couple different keys at work at once.
I'm doing a few keys. Can I?
What are we, a piano? Because there's more than a few keys happening on this particular show.
Like, do my history road?
You could do your history road for sure.
I think that'd be great if you could do your history road. Do you want to do it?
I think there's a certain amount of things we could do.
That's always the case.
What is that supposed to mean?
There's a clip on there, so it comes with three clips. Don't play all three because we don't have the fucking time. I'd just like you to play one.
Wow, I can't even find the fucking email.
Can I say in the meantime that I've got some shows coming up?
Yeah, please do.
And Surrounded returns to the Hollywood Improv on the 6th, which is tonight?
Today.
Dude, tonight we're doing Surrounded in the lab at the Hollywood Improv. So you got to come do that. Also, I'll be in Chicago on the 22nd and 23rd.
Are you going to be in New York?
Yes, I'm going to be in New York directly after Chicago.
Oh!
Isn't that absolutely fucked out of my mind?
That is massive.
Not to mention another brand during the ads. But I'm going to be in all those places, and I would love for you to see me.
I have finished my tour by the time this comes out, but I might be in the UK. So if you live in London, keep a fucking eye out.
You're not going to hang out with me in New York when I'm there?
I am going to hang out in New York with you while you're there.
But you can't be two places once.
Oh!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.